Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to a Monday edition of The Preacher and the Miracle Man. I'm your host tonight, The Miracle Man. Sorry. I am your host for tonight, The Miracle Man. We're so glad, I'm so glad that you could join me tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be accessing this program. I pray that we can, that I can be of ministry of you today, and that you have came and joined the show. Let me tell you something. If you accidentally logged on to blogtalkradio.com and found the show called The Preacher and the Miracle Man, that's not an accident. You probably did it for a reason. And I'm just looking at something. I was just looking at something. But I pray that we can be a ministry to you and that we can win more souls. And that's one of the key goals of the show. Now, I'm here at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road here in Midland. I'm across the street from a Kmart store. We're southwest of, no, excuse me, southeast of the Disability Network of Mid-Michigan office. And we are northwest of an Admiral/Marathon gas station. I'm sitting here in a booth, kind of near the back of the restaurant. And I'm here doing the show. I've enjoyed the remodel, the newly remodeled restaurant. I've enjoyed it. At times it may be louder because it's a bit more open and stuff, but hey, sometimes it's worth the trade-offs. And one thing I like about the new layout is they have a sidewalk now where once you go out a certain door, it almost goes right out to the sidewalk of the road. So that makes it pretty nice. But that's just one aspect of it. Most all the tables now have plugins where nowhere near as many had them beforehand. So that's pretty cool. And so today is a McMonday. That is where I eat something here from McDonald's right before I go live here on the air. And I tell you essentially what I had and what it is. And today I had buttermilk crispy tenders. Your choice of 2, 4, 6, or 10 chicken strips, breaded in a crisp breading, and then deep fried to a golden brown with your choice of sauce. I got a 4-piece, this time, and they have a deal on the app, in this area at least, that if you buy a four-piece chicken, I mean a four-piece buttermilk crispy tender, you can get a free medium fry as one of the deals on the app. So I got the four-piece chicken tender for $3.99, the free fry, and then to drink, I had me America's the best pop ever, which is Coca-Cola, which is so much better than Pepsi. I exposed Pepsi last week on Wednesday, for those of you who are listening. I exposed Pepsi and told you why I don't like Pepsi as a cola. I'm not against Pepsi as a company at all. I like Mountain Dew and Sierra Mist and some of those drinks. I'd say Mountain Dew is the main Pepsi product that I actually enjoy drinking, but I still strongly prefer Coke over Mountain Dew. I do. What I was exposing was just, I was disclosing my experience with Pepsi that back in 2003 that made me dislike it. Because before then, there was not really a pop, a soda, that I drank that I didn't like. Later on, I discovered I didn't like diet soda because it tastes fake. It's not as sweet as the regular stuff. And so I just stick with the regular stuff now. But I always say Coca-Cola for the win every time. Every time, every time. It's delicious, and you can't go wrong with it. And Coke is the best soft drink that you can enjoy. And, for starters, you can get an any size Coca-Cola soft drink at McDonald's for $1 plus tax. A participating McDonald's, tax extra. Now, let me tell you a minute about this weather. It's pretty amazing weather today and the next day or two. We hit 70 degrees today for the first time this year, and that was awesome that we finally hit 70 for the first time, but it took until April 30th to hit it. There's another year I know of that it waited that long to do that. That was 5 years ago. But at least it still did that before it hit May. Thank God. Because April was pretty terrible. It was pretty terrible. We had cold day after cold day after cold day. Then we had the ice storm. After we hit the 20th is when we finally got to over 50 every day. So I'd say, yeah, generally around the 20th or 17th, 18th. I'll say 20th is when it finally broke. And we're going to generally be 70 or higher for tomorrow and Wednesday. Tomorrow we're expecting a high of about 80 under sunny skies with breezy conditions. Do not light bonfires if you can help it tonight or tomorrow night. We're under a fire weather warning for tomorrow because winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with very low humidity, at least during the daytime. So either don't burn or contact your county fire department to see if they allow burning based on the weather so that you can act accordingly and be a law-abiding citizen, as safety is always first. And so here's the plan for tonight, though. The plan for tonight, we're going to read Numbers 13, and then we're going to talk about it. Actually, we're going to read Numbers 13, then we're going to read Hebrews 11, first couple of verses of 12, and then we're going to talk about what we read in the Bible tonight. After we do that, we're going to talk sports for a while. And we have a bit of everything to get to tonight. A little bit on hockey, some on Red Wings. No, excuse me. I said hockey. There's no Red Wings stuff, but there's a little bit of other hockey stuff, some playoff stuff. NBA playoffs, NFL draft, Lions, what grade I give them. I'm going to talk tonight a little bit about the draft, how it relates to our defense. And then tomorrow night, I'll talk about the Lions and offense in this draft. And tonight it's going to be a little bit into why I think Matt Patricia is the best answer to fix our defensive woes. And so, a little bit on that, and then some Tigers scores. I mean, how the Tigers fared in Baltimore this weekend, as well as what's coming up next, as the Tigers do start a four-game series tonight against Tampa Bay in beautiful downtown Detroit. And so when it comes to sports, we're going to be a bit all over the road tonight. But before I begin to read the word and before I get into the sports, I'm going to first do a little intro. This is the how to listen. This is so you can invite family member and friends to listen to the show. So, we're going to say you're at work. We're going to say your coworker Joe comes up to you and says, "So, Mike, I understand you've been listening to this really cool radio show. I heard you talking about it on break. What is it?" And we'll say, Joe says, "Yeah, I'm a Christian too, and I love hearing the Word of God and stuff, and I'm also a big sports fan." Well, Mike, in this case, here's what I will tell you. Here's what you can tell Joe. Okay, you go to blogtalkradio.com, all one word, blogtalkradio.com, and then you'll see a search box. In the search box, you will type in Upfront Entertainment. Okay, Upfront Entertainment. And then there'll be a link that you can click on. And the link says Living Large. That's the name of our channel. We've done this over 130 episodes now, and we've loved doing it. It's been powerful. We love it. And let me tell you one of the beauties of this. You can listen to my show on anything that has a good internet connection. Your phone, your iPad, your iPod if you still got it, your laptop computer or your desktop computer. And we always say it is always a smart idea. It's never a bad idea, ever. It's always a smart thing to listen to this program and to follow this program on your smart device. As we hope to be a dose of hope to this troubled world, and everything we do on the show is good and clean, and generally those of us who talk on the show, unless we get phone calls, listeners are always available, can always call in, but generally me and Preacher Man, We administrate this show, and we make sure that everything is good and clean and godly. And so it's all good. And all the episodes we've done are archived. They're archived, so you can go back and listen to, for example, one from December. You could. Maybe. As for the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, I taught some on Jesus and the birth of Jesus, what he came to do and stuff. So even though it might not be Christmas time and you may have forgotten somehow, what did he do? What are the 5 reasons Jesus came? As far as when it relates to his birth, like, what did he come to do? Well, pretty close to Christmas, I taught for a little while on that. And you can go back and find out. So, it's an amazing thing. That's all on the website for you. Yeah. Also, we have a telephone number where you can actually, no, before I get to that, we have a follow button. You hit this follow button, and here's something cool, really cool is going to happen. You're going to get notified when we get ready to do a show. For example, tomorrow night, we're going to do a show at 6:30. And then Wednesday night, we're going to do a show at 6:30. That's generally our weekly plan is we do the show on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And right now, we're doing it at about 6:30. Generally, we say from 6:30 and we try to go until about 7:45, 8 o'clock. It's set to go 90 minutes here. Last reason how we got it. So generally, we go till about 7:45 or 8 o'clock. So that's generally the length of this program. And right now, go get sponsorships. I give my little commercials here and there about certain things, but they're not to in any way take away from the program. So it's an awesome thing. Now, we have a telephone number that you can call us at, and you can talk to me. And we can talk about whatever we want to talk about, basically. We can talk about the draft. We can talk about maybe you think the Lions should have drafted 4 of 6 players on defense rather than 4 and 6 on offense, for example. If that's you, you can call in. You can talk to me. We can have a debate about it. I can give you my 2 cents worth. You give me yours. And we'll talk as long as we can keep it civil. But that's just an example. We can talk about the word of God, how it relates to you. We can talk about miracles. What kind of miracles have you had in your life? What kind of miracles are you believing for in your life? And stuff like that. And so the telephone number you can call us at is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts, and then you can press the number 1. And when you press 1, you can go through the call screener. My assistant sitting over there, Josh, he'll answer the phone, and then we will let you on the air and talk to me. And as I said, generally, we can talk about whatever we want to talk about, but we have 2 quick guidelines that I will quickly lay out. And first guideline is that this show is not a political talk show. We generally do not talk any politics on the show. Generally, we don't. there are other good conservative talk shows that you can listen to, that you can call into, and you can talk to the host and tell them how you feel, like someone over there talking about or whatever, and you can have a good discussion with it. We don't want people to feel divided, though, and that's why we don't talk, because this is the only political thing I'll state in it. We have Christian Republicans, we have Christian Independents, and we have some Christian Democrats who live in this country. Believe it or not, there are some Christian Democrats. And we want to be uniters, not dividers. And so that's why we don't talk about politics on the show. You want to call in, for example, to a show like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Laura Ingraham, then go ahead. In fact, I'd encourage it to have a discussion about something, and they're taking calls. Then and you want to give your opinion, by all means, call in. Show them, you know, that you're intelligent and you know what you're talking about. But this is not the show for that. If you want to call in and talk politics, what's going to happen generally is that I'm going to tell you to pray over your leaders that have authority over you. The Bible tells us to pray for those who have authority over us in this country. I mean, anywhere in the world, really, but the Bible didn't strictly say this to America by any means. In fact, Jesus, the country he lived in was Israel, not America. But he said this, the Bible's for the whole world. He told us to pray for those who have authority over us. Elected, dictatorship, doesn't matter. The Bible tells us to pray for those who have authority over us, whether we like them or not. And I have views on the president. I'm not going to share them because this isn't a political talk show. But I will encourage you to pray over our president and pray over the leaders who have authority over us, local, state, county, federal. In addition, I'm going to tell you to vote. Voting is an important part of being an American citizen. Good, intelligent American citizens, adults, go to the polls on election day and make their voices heard at the ballot box. And when you vote, you're essentially hiring somebody to represent you. And if you don't like who's representing you, if you don't like the job they're doing, and they're up for your election, let them know. If you love how they're doing, and they're up for your election, let them know that way. If they're not up for re-election, then do your homework. Just do your homework before you vote. I'll be reminding you of this a bit more as we get closer to November, the midterms coming up in Congress. And so that's rule number one. Guideline number two. This show is a family show. So we ask that you keep your comments, your discussion, whatever you want to talk about, we ask that you keep it appropriate for all ages so that anyone can feel comfortable listening to the show. We want this all to be a show that God can be proud of. So one thing we always say is this: if you wouldn't say certain words to Jesus Christ, by all means, please don't come on the show and say them. So you use discretion on what you say. And so we can follow the rules. We can keep it right. We can have a good show. Take some phone calls. I would love that. And before I move on, if you're just joining us, the number to call us at once again is area code 215-383-3810. Then press 1 when prompted to do so. Then it goes to the call screener and we'll let you on. And we can talk. Now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful day today. Sorry about that, folks. I was just doing a little time check. Sorry. But, now I'm going to restart prayer. And this time I'm going to do it with no interruption. We'll get that. I don't care what time it is right now, but we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful night, this beautiful day. Not just for the beautiful day that up here in Michigan and so many places around America are enjoying today as far as outside weather, but that it's a beautiful day to serve you. It's a great time to be a Christian. And I'm so proud to be a Christian. I thank you, Lord, that you anoint me tonight and bless these people as they have joined in the show tonight to hear my voice and to receive from your word and to receive my exhortation in regards to the word. And I thank you that these people have hearts to receive and ears to hear. None of us are perfect, Lord. You're working on us all, myself included. I thank you, Lord God, that you're working on us, in us, and through us. And Lord, I confess over this show that we win souls in the name of Jesus. Souls. Yes, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that we win souls when we do this, and that people are given their lives to Christ on the show. I thank you that we have increased in audience. I thank you that money comes into the show, Lord, and new equipment comes into the show. And, Lord, I thank you that sponsorships come on board with me and everything else so that we can make this show the best show it can possibly be. and I give you praise and honor and glory tonight, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before I open my Bible, I actually have my page already turned there. This is probably the one and only time that I'll actually reveal to you before prematurely that I'm there. But before I begin reading in the Word tonight, I just want to encourage you in something that I've been encouraging you on a lot lately. Not necessarily trying to be repetitive or anything, but we may have new listeners, so I try to say this often, and that is this. When I open my Bible to read the Word, you got the Bible with you, wherever you are, I would encourage you to open your Bible to where I say to open it to and to study the Word with me. If I start praying in tongues or something, you should pray. If I sing a song, you should sing along if you know the words. I would encourage you to. And so generally, the reason I say this is that one of the ways you can get the most out of the show when we're in our time in the Word is by engaging, as engagement is important. And with that, we always say, whatever I do here at McDonald's, you do wherever you are, as far as prayer, reading the Bible, singing a song. If I'm just some reason be quiet for a second because I'm just meditating on the Word, then don't be ashamed to do that. And so with that, let's open our Bible. Hallelujah. We're going to Numbers chapter 13. Praise God, Numbers chapter 13. And then put a bookmark on Hebrews 11. And then we're going to read Hebrews 11. And then we're going to read the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 12. So, Numbers 13, Hebrews 11. Two verses of Hebrews 12. And I'm going to start reading right now. I read, you catch up. That's how we're going to do this. And the Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites. From each ancestral tribe, send one of its leaders. So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran. All of them were leaders of the Israelites. These are their names. From the tribe of Reuben, Shemi, son of Arcord. From the tribe of Simeon, Shaphat, son of Ori. From the tribe of Judah, Caleb, son of Jephunneh. From the tribe of Issachar, Igal, son of Joseph. From the tribe of Ephraim, Hoshea, or Joshua, son of Nun. Let me just poke fun at my friend over there. Joshua, that's you. You were alive in the day of Moses, right? All right, Hosea, son of Nun, from the tribe of Benjamin. Palti, son of Raphu, from the tribe of Zebulun. Gadiel, son of Sodi, and from the tribe of Manasseh. The tribe of Joseph, Gadi, son of Susi, and from the tribe of Dan, Amiel, son of Gamieli, from the tribe of Asher, Sestrur, son of Mikiel, and from the tribe of Naphtali, Nabhi, son of Hophsi, from the tribe of Gad, Guriel, son of Machi. And these are the names of the men Moses sent to explore the land. Moses gave Joshua, son of Nun, Hosea, the name Joshua, when Moses sent them to explore Canaan. He said, go up through the Negev and on into the hill country. See what the land is like, and whether the people who live there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind of land do they live in? Is it good or bad? What kind of towns do they live in? Are they unwalled? Or are they fortified? How is the soil? Is it fertile or is it poor? Are there tribes on it or not? Do your best to bring back some of the fruit of the land, as it was the season for the first ripe grapes. Verse 21. So they sent up the explorer the land from the desert of Zin as far as Rahab toward Libo Hamath. And they set up through the Negev, and they came to Hebron, where Adamin, Shorty, and Telmi, the descendants of Anak, lived. Hebron had been built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. When they reached the valley of Eshkor, they cut off a branch bearing a single cluster of grapes. Two of them carried it on a pole between them, along with some pomegranate and figs. And the place was called the Valley of Eshkol because the cluster of grapes the Israelites cut off there. At the end of 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. And they came back to Moses and Aaron and the whole Israelite community at Kadesh in the desert of Paran. There, they reported to them and to the whole assembly, and they showed them the fruit of the land. They gave Moses this account. We went into the land by which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites live in the Negev, and the Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country. And the Canaanites live near the sea and along the Jordan. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, "We should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it." Oh, but the men who had gone up with him said, "We can't attack these people. They are stronger than we are." And they spread among the Israelites a bad report about the land they had explored. They said, "The land we explored devours those living in it. Oh, all the people we saw there are of great size. We saw the Nephilim there with the descendants of Anak come from the Nephilim. We seemed like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And we looked the same to them." Let me think here for a second. Let's go to Hebrews 11. We're going to learn tomorrow night about people who were rebelling. They kind of got into an argument with Moses and Aaron. We're going to find out about that tomorrow night, because tonight I want to get to Hebrews 11, and then going to exhort for a few minutes on what I just read, and then get into our smorgasbord of sports as far as what happened over the wild weekend. But before I get into any of the sports stuff, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, a faith chapter. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, being certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than what came to him. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man, and when God spoke well of his offering, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For, before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith, it is possible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen. In holy fear, he built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance. And he obeyed, and he went, Abraham did, even though he did not know where he was going. I've said this a couple times lately, but we've all been places in our lives. I hope some of us have, at least, that we didn't have an idea where we were going. Now, by faith, Abraham made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. And he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, he became descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. Now all these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised, and they only saw them, and they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth, and people who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they were thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. But instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And by faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could raise the dead, and figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons, and he worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw him. And they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he looked ahead to his reward, and by faith he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Now by faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. And by faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those that were disobedient. What more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, and whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured, and they refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains, and in caves and holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Now the first two verses of 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let's fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay, folks. All right. Let's have a discussion. So, Moses sent, God told Moses, you know, have the ancestral tribes send a leader from each tribe on a field trip. A 40-day field trip to go up to the promised land. The Bible didn't call it a field trip, but humans would. So, these 12 people take their field trip up to the promised land. They take a look around. They see the people. They grab some grapes. As Moses and Aaron said, try to grab some grapes. And then bring us back a report. What'd you see? Caleb and Joshua said, the cities are fortified and large. The people are strong. The people nice and fierce. You know, the grapes are awesome. These certain groups of people and where they live. Oh, but the other 10 guys, they said, no, we're not going to go. We don't want to go. We don't want to go. We don't want to go back there. These people are scary. These people are huge and so muscular. And we didn't like what we saw. There's milk and honey, but we didn't care so much for the other stuff. We just thought that something didn't seem right. And they did not like it at all. And they were so afraid. I always, what's one thing you would say? Ken said go. No, I got that wrong. Ken said no. Two said go. They basically said, let's go. God will lead us by the hand. God will give us victory. But the 10 said, there's giants there. And they said, we're afraid as we can be. The Nephilim, and these other groups, they're just giants. They're big and mean. They're big and mean. And this was that promised land that I was trying to get them to go to. We're going to find out tomorrow in our Bible reading that the Israelites rebelled. And we're going to find out what happened. So, let me ask you, what's your promised land in your life? Is it a ministry God wants you to do? Is it a new job you're supposed to have? Is it a school you're supposed to go to get your degree? What is that thing that God's calling you to, but you don't want to do it because you think it's too hard? What is it? You think it's too hard. You think these certain people are mean, or whatever the purpose happens to be. And we've all got to evaluate ourselves on this. Every person has a call. Every person has a call. It's our job to find out what it is. And then do it. And we ought not be afraid of it. And if we are feeling down about it or something, talk to God about it. But those 10 just told Moses, told Aaron, told everybody there that there were giants there, that the people were mean, and all the other bad stuff they told him. And so, what you gonna do? You gonna face what God told you to do? If you know what it is and where He told you to go? Or are you gonna say no? It's up for you to choose. I'm not gonna choose for you. I'm not. And we're going to find out tomorrow night, I believe. We're going to find out that because the people rebelled against God, we're going to find out what they did tomorrow night, that the people had to wander in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, that was their punishment. And so, what are you going to do for God? So, I'm going to stop with that tonight when it comes to the word, and I'm going to pray over you. Lord God, thank you for this word. Thank you for what we read on Joshua and Caleb and those people who went to look at the promised land, those 12 people. Thank you for what Joshua and Caleb said. And then we learn from what the others said, Lord. And help us to not be afraid of what you've called us to do or a position you've called us to. But whatever. Help us not to be afraid and help us to tell the truth and not make up lies about it and give bad reports like what those 10 people did. So help us with that, Lord. I pray that you bless these people for listening to me. You bless them in their lives. You bless them in their businesses, in their homes, in everything, Lord. And I claim that you just bless these people tonight. And I pray, Lord God, that if anyone does not know you tonight that's listening to the show, may they find you right now. May they call in right now the show and talk to me. And I'll help them. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. So, time for some sports. Let's begin with some Tigers talk. As it is a very nice, beautiful day outside, so why not start it out the right way by talking some baseball? So, this weekend, your Tigers, our Detroit Tigers, lost a series to the Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore. Highlighted was Friday night, a 6-0 loss to Baltimore, and then on Sunday, a 5-3 loss to Baltimore. Pitching yesterday was Daniel Norris, starting pitcher, who gave up 3 runs on 4 hits and 2 1/3 innings. He had to leave the game with some kind of injury. I forgot what he hurt, but he left the game with an injury. They say he could end up on the 10-day disabled list. So might have to call a guy up from Toledo to start for 1 or 2 days. The Tigers look to win tonight as they take on the Tampa Bay Rays in Detroit this evening. Tonight, game started at 7:10 p.m. You can listen to it on 104.9 WQBX or on AM 790 WSGW in this area. In other areas, please check local listings. Josh, what's the Tigers doing right now? Because there is a live game. Okay, so we're in the bottom of the second. The Tigers are batting, and there's no score. I believe Mike Fiers is pitching tonight. But once again, that score is 0-0, bottom of the second. Tigers are batting. Let's talk about some basketball. LeBron James and the Cavs were able to finish off Cleveland last night with a 108-104 win. LeBron has to be exhausted. I think this next team they got to play is going to keep them on their toes. I really do. I'm not saying that Boston can't, I mean, that Cleveland can't win another series. I'm just saying that Indiana really played them tough. They really did. Indiana beat them 3-1 in the regular season series. And so, that's the story with the Caps. Other series news. Houston did beat Minnesota in 6, so now they're playing Utah, the Jazz. And the Rockets did beat the Jazz yesterday. The Thunder were, and the Jazz got in because they did eliminate the Thunder. Pelicans, I believe they start tonight. And so that's the story in the National Basketball Association. I'll let you know tonight's scores tomorrow night. Hockey. The only hockey note I have is that last night, the Nashville Predators won in Nashville. They beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-4 in double overtime to knot up the series 1-1. I do expect this series to be neck and neck pretty well. The Jets are pretty good. Now, a little bit of history. The Winnipeg Jets were actually the Atlanta Thrashers like 10 years ago or so, but the Thrashers decided to leave and go to Winnipeg, which I guess that makes sense because Winnipeg is in Canada and it's more of a hockey-like market. Maybe at some point, I hope at some point they can get another hockey team back in Atlanta, if they can get good players and such. So, the game had to be stopped for a few minutes because something hit the glass. I forget the details, but that's what happened. Let's talk about the Lions draft now for a while. A few minutes, and tonight I'm going to break it down defensively. The Lions, they had a, for the first round, they had Frank Kadnow from Arkansas in the first round, and then fourth round for defense, they picked up a guy, I forget his name, but both of these guys are supposed to be versatile. And Bob Quinn, the GM, as well as Matt Patricia, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for good, versatile defensive players, as the defense was not exactly the greatest this last year. Also, we have a great player coming back from injury who missed all of last year after breaking a certain ligament. And it's yet to be seen whether he'll be back at his same form. Now the Lions did draft 4 offensive guys as opposed to 2 defensive guys. And they believe, according to an article on the Detroit Free Press, it was said that Bob Quinn believes that the defensive thing is partially put on Matt Patricia. Partially. Along with his assistance in that, to help that defense be what it can be. And then they're going to work on the running game a bit, as the Lions were not very, they were last in the league in terms of running. That must change if they want to win the division. That has to change now. And once we get to like August or something, that's when I'm going to predict what I expect out of the Lions, what I expect them to do in terms of the year. There are a couple of reporters in the Detroit Free Press. They're generally giving the Lions draft grade a B overall. A B. I can agree for now. This is just a prediction grade. I'll give them an official grade after I watch them play a few games in the regular season. I'm listening for their names as I'm listening to Lions Radio and what have you. And how the team is doing as a team. That's when I'll give them the official grade based on how they actually did, not the prospective grade. Because official grade, like at school, is based on how you're actually doing, not what they think it'll turn out to be. And there's one guy, and who got the number one overall pick? The Browns. And they selected Mayfield, who is a quarterback. And let me tell you something about Mayfield. There's actually a road in Cleveland called Mayfield Road, which I think is kind of funny. So who knows? Maybe he could be their next big savior. Maybe that's why there's a road called Mayfield Road. I don't think that's why. I was kind of teasing more or less about Mayfield being the savior. They'll be sent to watch to see what happens in Cleveland, as those of us who remember the 08 Lions, like I do, I think last year's Browns team was even worse than the 08 Lions in multiple aspects, including the previous year record. For example, 07 Lions, 7-9, 2016 Browns, 1-15. And so with that, folks, I will see you all tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I will see you all tomorrow night.